I wonder what the writer of John's Gospel saw looking back. How did he understand that first Good Friday? Perhaps his most famous verse tells us, John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have eternal life." I wonder what God saw. You see, since creation, he'd looked eternally on a sinful and pain-racked world. And I think what John is saying is that God rolled up his metaphorical sleeves, brushed the metaphorical tears from his all-seeing, love-filled eyes, and set about the process of restoration. This verse tells us, above all, that God loved the world. God loved every person on the sphere we call earth. God loves this world, this fallen, flawed, painful humanity. One of the Greek fathers, John Chrysostom, said, "We live in a world mortally wounded by sin, and that is the world that God loves. And yes, corporately and individually, it is mortally wounded. And God's response to that wounding was love. He loved us so much that he gave us his Son. And you see, to give us his Son was to give us himself. Jesus is God, but we say it the other way as well. God is Jesus. And it's difficult to understand this. We must remember that Jesus is not wholly separate from God. Sometimes we look at the Easter story and we say that God is wrathful. Thank goodness for the friendly, loving Jesus. But they are one, undivided. God gave himself to us in Christ so that we could believe in him, so that we could trust him. Which is to say, because God loved this wounded world so much, he gave of himself in his Son Jesus, so that any of us may believe in him. Believe in him. You see, to believe in Jesus is to have trust in who and what he is. God's call to the world is to trust in my beloved Son. Don't just believe what he says, believe in him, and in doing so, find eternal life. Because when we trust him, because he loves us, he gives us life eternal, the life of the age to come, when God's kingdom will be restored, but which also begins right now. In John 17, it said, "This is eternal life, that they may know you." These are the words of Jesus, "the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." God loved all of mortally wounded humanity so much that he gave us himself by sending his Son, so that these mortal wounds could be transformed into life eternal that begins here and now. Calvary is God's gift to us. You see, I also wonder how the angels felt. What did their heavenly hosts see on that first Good Friday? Were they really in awe? Had God told them the plan? Did they know it all? Or did the heavenly host hold its collective breath as God in Christ took into his very being corruption and evil and hate and death, as the Godhead experienced mortality for the first time, and in that moment changed sin and mortality into forgiveness and eternity? Did the heavenly host then see his boundless, redeeming love flow back through time, back through Isaiah, back through Elijah, through David and Moses, Abraham and Adam? Did they see it flow forward through history, through John and Peter and Paul and Augustine and Aquinas and Wesley and Booth to you and me, so that we can sing, "Here in the death of Christ I stand, forever and always"? Christ's death, this singularity, this eternal moment, becomes an eternal redeeming reality. Jesus, our Saviour, is the Lamb of God who takes away our sin, who takes corruption and death and evil and brokenness into himself, and he transforms it and redeems it, and in doing so changes us and changes the world. Remember that today. Remember it always.